Janam. Yamuna Tiravanachari Yamuna Tiravanachari Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jayo Gopi Janavallabha Girivaradhari Jayo Gopi Janavallabha Girivaradhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yamuna Tiravanachari Yamuna Tiravanachari Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jayo Vishnupada Paramahamsa Parivraja Kachari Ashtotra Shata Shri Shimad A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaja Prabhupada Ki Jai Jayo Vishnupada Paramahamsa Parivraja Kachari Ashtotra Shata Shri Shimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakura Maharaja Prabhupada Ki Jai Iskon Bibiti Samstapaka Acharya Shla Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai Namacharya Shla Haridasa Thakura Ki Jai Premsa Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shrivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinata Shri Amakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhana Ki Jai Shri Vrindavana Dama Ki Jai Shri Navadvipa Dama Ki Jai Ganga Devi Yamuna Devi Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Tulasi Devi Ki Jai Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bo All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees Nitai Gaura Premanande Hari Hari Bo Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya So we are reading this morning from Srimad Bhagavatam 7th Canto, 7th chapter, entitled What Prahlad Learned in the Womb, text 26. Please repeat after me. Ebhi Trivarnaihim Paryastaihim Bhudhi Bhedaihim Kriya Udbhavaihim Svarupam Atmanaham Bhutyet Gandaihim Vayum Ivam Anvayat Ebistrivannai Paryastair Ebistrivannai Paryastair Bhunti Vedai Kriyodbhavaihi Bhuti Vedai Kriyodbhavaihi Svarupam Atmano Budhyen Svarupam Atmano Budhyen Svarupam Atmano Budhyen Gandhair Vayum Ivanvayat Gandhair Vayum Ivanvayat Ebistrivarnai Paryastair Bhuti Vedai Kriyodbhavaihi Svarupam Atmano Budhyen Gandhair Vayum Ivanvayat Varnai Paryastai Budhi Vedai Kriyodbhavaihi Svarupam Atmano Budhyen Gandhair Vayum Ivanvayat Ebistrivarnai Paryastai Budhi Vedai Kriyodbhavaihi Svarupam Atmano Budhyen Gandhair Vayum Ivanvayat Ebistrivarnai Paryastai Budhi Vedai Kriyodbhavaihi Mataji? Yudhi Vedai Kriyodbhavaihi Ebistrivarnai Paryastai Budhi Vedai Kriyodbhavaihi Svarupam Atmano Budhyen Gandhair Vayum Ivanvayat Ebistrivarnai Paryastai Vedai Kriyodbhavaihi Svarupam Atmano Budhyen Gandhair Vayum Ivanvayat Ebhi by these Trivarnaihi composed of the three modes of nature Paryastaihi completely rejected due to not touching the living force Bodhi of intelligence Bhedaihi the differentiations Kriyaudbhavaihi produced from different activities Svarupam the constitutional position Atmanaham of the self Budyet. One should understand. Gandehim. By the aromas. Vayum. The air. Ivam. Exactly like. Anvayan. From close connection. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swamishla Prabhupada. As one can understand the presence of the air by the aromas it carries, so under the guidance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one can understand the living soul by these three divisions of intelligence. And these three divisions, however, are not soul. They are constituted of the three modes and are born of activities. Purport. As already explained, there are three states to our existence, namely wakefulness, dreaming, and deep sleep. In all three states, we have different experiences. Thus, the soul is the observer of these three states. Actually, the activities of the body are not the activities of the soul. The soul is different from the body. Just as aromas are distinct from the material vehicle in which they are carried, the soul is unattached to material activities. This analysis can be considered by a person who is fully surrendered, who is fully under the shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. This is confirmed by the Vedic injunction, Yasmin Vijnate Sarvamevam Vijnatam Bhavati. If one can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one can automatically understand everything else. Because of not taking shelter of the Lord's lotus feet, even great scholars, scientists, philosophers, and religionists are always bewildered. This is confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam 10:32. Yenye ravindhaksha vimuktamaninas tvayasta bhavan avishuddha buddhayaham. Even though one may artificially think himself liberated from material contamination, if he has not taken shelter of the Lord's lotus feet, his intelligence is polluted. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 3:42, Indriyani paranahur indriyebhyah param manaha manasastu parabhudir yo bhude paratastu saham. Above the senses is the mind, above the mind is the intelligence, and above the intelligence is the soul. Ultimately, when one's intelligence becomes clear through devotional service, one is situated in Bodhi Yoga. This also is explained in Bhagavad Gita, Dadhami Bodhi Yogam Tam Yenam Mam Upayanti Te. When devotional service develops and one's intelligence becomes clear, one can use his intelligence to return home back to Godhead. Om Jananti Mirandasyam Jananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadhantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhuvya Evacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Dear Vaishnavas, Matajis and Prabhus, thank you very much for coming this morning with our regular Srimad Bhagavatam class. It is my great pleasure to serve you in this way, and it is my honor to speak on Srimad Bhagavatam in the service of Srila Prabhupada. So today we are speaking from 7th canto, entitled Ishanu Katha, The Science of God. And chapter entitled, What Prahlad Learned in the Womb. So it is very significant to understand that in Vedic civilization, persons are trying to create the qualifications for student in order to understand the transcendental subject matter. Therefore this chapter is entitled, What Prahlad Learned in the Womb. It is well known that Prahlad Maharaj heard the Srimad Bhagavatam from Narada Muni when he was in the womb of his mother Kayadu. Also it is well known that on the occasion when Hiranyakashipu, his father, went to the Mandara mountain to perform austerities, the two pigeons came. These pigeons were actually the great rishis, Narad Muni and Parvata Muni. And while Hiranyakashipu was performing his austerities, these pigeons were chanting the holy names, Om Namo Narayanaya, Om Namo Narayanaya. In this way, the mind of Hiranyakashipu was surcharged with the holy names. And finally, when he came to conceive his child, he was chanting the holy names. And in this way, the great Paramahamsa, Prahlad Maharaj, was born under the mercy of Narad Muni and Parvata Muni. So we see that great rishis have great care what type of personalities will be born in human society. So as devotees, we also need to take this in consideration, and therefore devotees who perform Garbhadhan Samskara for their kids, they have experience how these kids are purified. Sometimes objection arises, oh, I did my Garbhadhan Samskara, my child is still very bad. But the answer is, how bad it would be if you wouldn't perform Garbhadhan Samskara? You cannot know. So the ritual of Garbhadhan Samskara and all other samskaras is here to purify the gross and subtle ingredients for the ritual. And the essence of the ritual is chanting the holy name, like always. In all Vedic rituals, deity worships, the essence is the holy name. Yajnanam japa yajnasmi, Krishna is saying in the Bhagavad Gita. So when some ritual is performed, the holy names must be chanted. And in this way, Prahlad Maharaj was born in the same way, by purification of consciousness and the ingredients of material body. And we can see what is the result of such activities, such rituals. That great child was born with brilliant intelligence, which can conceive the transcendental reality in material world, he can see the Supreme Lord everywhere. He was, when he was speaking this, he was 5 years old, and he could see the Supreme Lord everywhere. Modern scientists, they cannot see the Lord anywhere because they don't have qualification. But this great child, he was purified by Vedic mantras, and thus he could realize the transcendental reality. For the same purpose, His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, established this International Society for Krishna Consciousness to give the opportunity to all conditioned living beings in material world to go home, back to Godhead, to purify their consciousness, our consciousness, by the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and finally realize what is reality beyond illusion of dualities of this material world. And this is actually the subject or vishaya of the text. Actually, this topic is very deep. It's not possible for me to properly present on today's class, but we'll, as a Vaishnavas, we'll try to present, as Srila Prabhupada is always presenting, in devotional mood. So the essence of the teachings which great Paramahamsa Prahlad is giving, that there is three stages of existence in material world called Trayabhava, Jagrat, Svapna and Sushupti. These three are functional platforms for all living beings in material world. We are functioning on these platforms. Awakened stage, sleeping and dream, and deep sleep without dreaming. Jagrat, Svapna and Sushupti. So we can see that through all our existence in material world, we are going through these three stages. Hopefully we are now in Jagrat. And human beings especially have the opportunity to be more in Sattva Guna, which corresponds to the Jagrat, to be more sattvic and finally understand the final level of consciousness called Turiya. Turiya is transcendental consciousness. But there is a question how we came here actually. The Supreme Lord is called Turiya Stita. He is always fixed in His transcendental consciousness. He is never under the modes of material nature. Only the living beings, when they are coming under the modes, under the influence of material nature, they are under the different stages of consciousness. Actually, what is going on now, according to Srimad Bhagavatam, we are in the dream of Mahavishnu. He is perceiving this dream as a reality. For him is reality. But we are not perceiving. We are thinking that is reality, but it's not reality because it's not connected with the supreme, highest authority of all energies, the Supreme Lord. We cannot perceive this. And Srimad Bhagavatam is explaining why is that. Srimad Bhagavatam is saying there is three different views of material nature. How we can perceive material nature? Vyasti, Samasti and Mahasamasti. Those who are perceiving the material nature separated from the Lord, they are seeing in Vyasti stage of consciousness. Vyasti means to divide, Asti to be. So we see separately from the Lord because of presence of material mind. The dualities of mind, sukha, dukkha, and further on, are coming from ichha and dvesha, desire and hatred. This is duality, the source of dualities. In material world, we are seeing this reality as pleasant and unpleasant because of this impression that this I like, this I don't like. But actually, material reality is called samasti. Samasti means in connection with the Lord. And those who are seeing in samasti level, they're trying to use everything for the Lord's pleasure because the material creation have many many functions to perform. One is to condition living beings, another is to liberate. And the Lord is seeing material energy as a temporary and as an opportunity to for the living beings to become liberated from material energy. And finally, those who are seeing in Mahasamasti through the darshan of the Supreme Lord, they are seeing the reality as it is. So in order to become the seer of reality in the same way as the Lord is seeing, we need to purify our intelligence. And this is the imperative of this shloka. Srila Prabhupada in purport is saying, even though one may artificially think himself liberated from material contamination, if he has not taken shelter of the Lord's lotus feet, his intelligence is polluted. And finally, Srila Prabhupada is saying, when devotional service develops and one's intelligence becomes clear, one can use his intelligence to return home back to Godhead. Usually it is said that intelligence is pure, called prajnanam brahma, this, the self-intrinsic and inherent nature of intelligence is self-awareness. We can see that our awareness is not always the same. This is because of the influence of material energies, of the modes of material energies called gunas. So when the intelligence in contact with sattva guna, we are in the jagrat or awakening stage. When intelligence in contact with the tamo guna, it is called sushupti. It's unconscious stage. And when the intelligence is in contact with the rajaguna, we are in the dream. We are dreaming. So, the common thing is that awareness in all three stages is the same. In the sense that the observer is never different self. Observer is always the same, although the consciousness can decrease in different stages because of the influence of gunas. The observer is always the same. In this way, Prahlad Maharaj says, we can understand the presence of the soul. And Prahlad Maharaj is giving one logic here, a very nice logic of cause and effect called Karanakarya Nyaya. As one can understand the presence of the air by the aromas it carries, so under the guidance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one can understand the living soul by these three divisions of intelligence. So the air is carrying the aromas. But the air is never changing actually. The air is carrying the aromas. The aromas are changing. So these three aromas of awareness or the intelligence are the awakening stage, dreaming and deep sleep without dreaming. So in this way, by the effect, we can know that there is the cause. The cause of these three types of intelligence is the soul's awareness. And when this soul's awareness is not anymore attached to material sense enjoyment, can become liberated. So we are not liberated only because of the attachments, mind's attachments. And it is very important as a methodology for purification of these attachments. the Prahlad Maharaj is giving the Navavida Bhakti or the nine process of devotional service, Shravanam, Kirtana, Vishnu, Smaranam, etc. So these are the highest educational methods for purification of the student, of the consciousness. So material scientists, philosophers, religionists, they cannot understand this because it is above the material perception. The Supreme Lord doesn't exist directly in these three stages of existence. The Supreme Lord, although He is always present, we cannot perceive Him. Because the qualities which are coming from Him, actually we are perceiving as separate from Him, separated from Him. We want to enjoy these qualities. Because of the gross and subtle bodies and this conditioning, we cannot perceive the Supreme Lord and His presence, although He is always present. And Narada Muni is interesting, saying that purified souls are always associating with the Supreme Lord by seeing the material creation in such a way as He is seeing Himself, how He sees the material creation. In this way, although we are in a material world, which is separated from Him, we can always perceive Him. This is the imperative of this shlokam. To always see the Lord, to always remember the Lord and never forget Him. Because of the sense enjoyment and the mind's attachments, therefore we are seeing everything separately from Him. Very important point here also is mentioned from Vedic injunctions called Yasmin Vijnate Sarvam Evam Vijnatam Bhavati. The one who knows the Lord, he knows everything. Yasmin Vijnate, the one who can understand Him, Sarvam Evam Vijnatam Bhavati. He can understand everything, Sarvam. So there is one thing which is called Bhakti Anuchana. Bhakti Anuchana is actually the consciousness of self-realized persons who are seeing everything in connection to the Lord through His through pure devotional service. Therefore we can see that Narayan Muni can associate with all types of personalities, with hunters, with kings, with God, because he sees everything in connection with Him. He is not bewildered by the material illusion. The Bhakti Anuchana is the method how we can see all branches of Vedic knowledge in connection with the Supreme Lord. And how to see all the connections of each other branches among them with the same conclusion, that's the Supreme Lord. Srila Prabhupada gives one simple example. When the sun rises, everything becomes clear. In the same way, when the realization of the Supreme Lord comes, everything becomes clear. Now we perceive the reality separately from the Lord. And it's relative because there is no absolute standard. Modern knowledge doesn't have absolute standard. Every 10 years they're creating new curriculum. Every 10 years they're creating new educational systems, new scientific backgrounds. So it's not consistent. Only the realization of the Supreme Lord is the consistent in all phases of existence. So until we realize the Supreme Lord, we even doesn't know what is material energy, although we are here. So we are so much bewildered. Relative actually means that we cannot see the relation of the relative object with the absolute subject. We cannot see this relation. And finally, when we see the disconnection, we overcome the illusion, we come to the level of understanding absolute reality. So the Prahlad Maharaj is giving the method, and this is pure devotional service. And why is pure devotional service method for such elevation? It is because the Lord, as a person, He have the right to become unmanifested to those who want to treat Him unnicely. He is the transcendental autocrat, Swarat. He doesn't want to reveal Himself to such persons. We see that material scientists, religionists, and etc., philosophers, they want to measure Lord's energies. But finally, they will not be able even to measure how many atoms are there in material creation. It is not possible because our lifetime is very short. So we should, instead of trying to research material energy, which is not possible for us to fully understand, we should try to understand the Supreme Lord by a devotional service and chanting the Vedic hymns, which are composed of His holy names. Therefore, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakura is saying, Jeev Jago, Gora Chandra Bole, Kota Nidra Yav Maya Pisha Chira Kole. Wake up, sleeping souls. Lord Gora Chandra is calling you. How long shall you sleep within the lap of the witch of Maya? So actually we are in the lap of this witch, Maya, which is illusory energy of the Lord. She has the power to cover our constitutional position. But by the chanting of the holy names of the Lord, finally, as Srila Prabhupada is saying, we can revive the constitutional position, our constitutional position. So actually, Jiva is meant to always reside in the supreme abode of the Lord and serve Him with love, in Turiya consciousness, not to be in these different coverings of material nature. We can see that we are misidentifying with material body, Atma Viparyaya, false identification. Although the body is temporary, all of us by purified intelligence can perceive that our intelligence, that our consciousness is not different in different stages of life, in different stages of existence. We are still misidentifying with this material body. So such a great power is power of illusion. Therefore we should take shelter always of society of devotees which are created by Srila Prabhupada, in the association of great devotees, try to chain the holy names with great love and affection for the Lord. And finally, as a result of this, will be that we will go home, back to Godhead. Thank you very much. Maybe there is some questions or comments. There is two, and Gita Nagari Prabhu is first.
Hare Krishna, I have two questions. First question is you claim that you said the Supreme Lord is never affected by swapna, shushupti. So we know in His pastimes, He goes to bed every night and He lies with His wife. And sometimes it's described in different parts of the Shastra that while He's lying down, He's dreaming and He starts calling out the name of the Vraja Gopis while He's in bed with His wife. So, is He dreaming if He's never affected by Shushupti or Swapna? Then this becomes very bewildering and it becomes a question to me. And if He's not affected, what does it mean when he's awake? Mm-hmm. And if he's always in Turiya, which is, means a state above these three states, why would he lay down and go to bed? That's the first question. Second question I have is...
Maybe I can first answer this to focus better on this. Maybe I can first answer this to better focus
on
this.
If you can answer it, you're a better man than I am, but go ahead.
I'll be more awake for this question. So we can see how we are actually in the mode of Swapna, dreaming. We're conditioned by this, covered. We are covered. This means for us, this
that
means dream. Forgetfulness on the reality or the on the constitutional position. For us, this means dream. But he is the Supreme Lord. He is always and eternally performing pastimes. And this is type of pastimes. In the pastimes, they are fully conscious. In dream, I mean. In dream. Etymology is the same of the words. But the consciousness in existence is totally different. Therefore, Turiya doesn't have this trial bhava. It's have only one bhava, that is eternal devotional service to the Lord and to His devotees. And this becomes for Him great pleasure. So He creates in this way. Also, by the potency of Yoga Maya, we can see, although he is all-pervading, all-knowing. He becomes bewildered. Sarvajna muktata. He knows everything, but he becomes muktata, bewildered. But he is bewildered by his internal potency. We are bewildered by external potency. We can see that none of us actually don't want to bewilder ourselves. For example, this is my hand. I don't want to slap my face. That means that I'm bewildered, I'm crazy actually, isn't it? So in the same way, the Lord doesn't want, or He is not covering Himself by His Svarup Shaktis. He's not covering Himself, even He's going to different pastimes.
Okay, I missed that analogy, sorry. Could you say it again?
With the hand?
Yeah, it went over my head.
So, since this is my personal energy, or I'm using this, I don't want to misuse and hurt myself with this hand. I don't want to slap my face or punch myself in the face like this. In the same way, the Lord doesn't want to do the same. Therefore, He created His energies which are giving Him pleasure. Rasovai saha rasam hevayam labvanandi bhavati. He is the source of pleasure, and when the jiva and energies come in contact with Him, they become pleased also. So the energies which are pleased, the jivas which are pleased, they don't want to hurt Him. They are His personal energies, Svarup Shakti. So although He is bewildered, let's say bewildered by Yoga Maya, He is not under her bad influence like we are, under the influence of Tama, Raja and Sattva Guna.
Very good answer. Thank you.
Thank you, Father.
The second question is, Prabhupada said he hated sleep.
Excuse me, can you repeat?
Prabhupada said he hated sleep.
Uh-huh.
He considered it an extreme waste of time. I really like sleep. I mean,
Can I tell you something, Prabhupada? I also like to sleep.
Yeah, everybody. And you said in your class that even us conditioned souls here who are being pushed around by the material nature, it's possible for us to reach a stage, this Turiya stage, where Shushupti, dreaming and deep sleep, Swapna and Jagatam is not there. So, the question I have is this. Prabhupada said we should sleep, I think he said 6 hours a day for his those who are practicing sadhana bhakta, he suggested 6 hours a day. People in the human society, on occasions, people do sleep deprivation experiments. Okay? It's something that's done by the scientists. What happens when a human being doesn't sleep? And they go crazy. You know, I mean, it's very detrimental to the body over a long period of time. So the question is...
Yes.
And finally, sometimes it's said that the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, they would stay awake 22 hours a day, and then sometimes they wouldn't even sleep the 2 hours a day that they were sleeping. So the question is how do you stay awake without going crazy? And is it even possible?
Yes.
And secondly, how do you stay awake without being forced to sleep by the throat modes of material nature? Because I've tried several times to reduce, I can reduce my eating, everybody can see that right now, okay, I'm doing that pretty well, but you know, reducing sleeping, man, you know, that's like beyond me. I can't seem to do it. Because after I do it for a little bit of time, I start to go crazy. So the question is how do you give up sleeping without going crazy?
Thank you, Prabhuji, very much for this. This is very important for us to understand. Srila Prabhupada said that sleeping is the waste of dreaming is waste of time. Srila Prabhupada gives answer in the third canto, 12th chapter, where he's explain the functions of intelligence. And he's saying that one of the functions of intelligence is smriti. Smriti, remembrance. And if the smriti doesn't go to swapna stage, which is also a function of intelligence, then intelligence becomes weak. Because intelligence must, or smriti, must be purified from the impressions of material world. These impressions of material world are actually covering so much this original consciousness, prajna brahma, self-awareness, that jiva must go to svapna and sushupti to become purified. Must go. There is, I feel...
Okay then, right?
Let's see after the second part of answer.
Okay.
So intelligence must go to these stages to become purified and to become more steady, more enlightened. But if the intelligence is purified by devotional service, which Prabhupada is saying in this commentary, and example are those great personalities which you mentioned, then doesn't must go so much to sleep. You see that the students, those who are doing so much intelligent work and doesn't use senses so much, they need to sleep more. They need to sleep more because they use intelligence more. This is material stage. But those who have purified intelligence, who realized that material energy is the Lord's energy, they don't have these impressions and they don't need to go so much to sleep. Because body don't need so much to sleep, intelligence and mind need. And when the mind and intelligence are more purified, the body becomes more awakened because the toxins and all other things are not circling in the body so much. So there was one another thing. Anyway, you please tell, I will try to remember.
Okay, sorry. I don't mean to dominate here, but... So what does it mean when Arjuna is called...
Gudakesh.
Because there is a pastime where Arjuna is sleeping and Duryodhana approaches him and sees that while he's sleeping he's constantly going Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare.
Duryodhana?
Yeah, Duryodhana. He approaches Arjuna and he sees he's constantly chanting. So if he's Gudakesh, if he's conquered sleep, how could he be sleeping? And if he's dreaming and chanting Hare Krishna, it's a dream. So I want to know, what does it mean to be a conqueror of sleep? Does it mean you never sleep? I mean, Prabhupada was a conqueror of sleep. But I just can't imagine ever coming to a stage, I've tried, coming to a stage where you do not sleep. So it seems like an impossible thing. And by materialistic scientific calculations, it's dangerous.
Yes. I will tell you actually that this knowledge of Srimad Bhagavatam, the all children of the world is waiting for. All children of the world is actually waiting for this knowledge of Srimad Bhagavatam. I remember when I was a small child, I used to experiment with this. In the phase when you go to sleep, how to be to state to become self-aware in a dream, and in the phase when you're coming from the dream, you try to stay still aware. So in order to reconcile these two stages, the kids are trying to do this. No one. Actually, the kids who have purified intelligence, they don't want to go to sleep. You have this experience. Immediately when they wake up, they're trying to do the same things which they did the last night. Because intelligence is not so much affected by the fruitive activities. So fruitive activities are decreasing the power of intelligence. And the natural flow of intelligence that cannot perceive the reality. So finally, when I grew up a little bit, I found the books about yoga nidra and all this. So it's possible to become awake in a dream and to see also this stage of consciousness as a dream, because it's temporary. But in our stage, I see that it's almost impossible to always be conscious. Therefore, what are those in Vaidisadhana Bhakti are trying to do, to always remember the Lord and never forget Him, especially never forget Him. And when they go to sleep, they're trying to remember the Lord. And when the Lord is pleased, by His mercy, we are dreaming the devotees, we are dreaming the Dham, we are dreaming the holy name, we are dreaming the philosophical discussion. The Lord we can dream. Many devotees have such dreams. So by His mercy, He reveals Himself in our stages of existence. But by our own endeavors, it's almost impossible in Kali Yuga. You can become aware that in a dream, you can become self-aware. And you can become aware that this is also a dream. This Jagrat is in relation to the Turiya or the transcendental reality. It's a dream because it's temporary. So we are dreaming and we are like a small child, and the Father, which is above us, doesn't have this experience, but He knows that we are dreaming in this way. So He is free from our dream, but He knows that we are dreaming. And He's trying to awake us by many methods. Okay. Prabhuji also had a question. Maybe we can give him opportunity for a question.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhuji, for your very nice class. So it's very interesting in Prabhupada's purport that he mentioned, if one understands Supreme Lord, so he automatically understands everything else. So my question is, in what level that understanding? I mean, like, okay, now I understand, I know Krishna is the Supreme Lord, and I just chant Hare Krishna and do some services. And I found like there are so many devotees that they don't really like to read, including myself. So will the knowledge reveal automatically like that? Mm-hmm. Did you get what?
Yes.
What
yes,
I mean? Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for question. I actually didn't want to go through this in this class because it's very elaborate. So we have short time, but I will tell shortly. In essence, that this level of existence are corresponding to the level of consciousness. The level of consciousness, Maya, not illusion Maya, but reality Maya, called Annamaya, Pranamaya, Manomaya, Vijnanamaya, and Anandamaya. So, when Srila Prabhupada is saying and quoting from Upanishads, Yasmin Vijnate Sarvam Evam Vijnatam Bhavati, means Anandamaya. Anandamaya level is the level of understanding the blissful supreme personality of the Lord. So it's Turiya consciousness, or the transcendental consciousness. So until we come to that level, we cannot understand what is reality. And this is what is lacking to modern science. They don't know what is the cause and the purpose. And if they do not perform activities according to this knowledge, they will never come to this reality. They are always mostly on the level of anamaya, which means gross sensual gratification, pranamaya, and extended sense gratification, manomaya, sometimes perform duties. Duties means according to Shastra. And all these are in the Jagrat and the mostly also in Swapna, because although they are walking, walking and speaking, thinking, if you do not know what is the cause, what is the reality, you will never know. You cannot be awake, actually. You're still dreaming about the same sense objects. In a dream, we are dreaming about the sense objects. In an awake stage, you also dream about the same sense object. It's not different. In spiritual world, it's not like that. You're dreaming about your attachments. So the thing is that by performing pure devotional service, by understanding the missing point of material creation, we will understand the reality. You see, the Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that nothing actually, Anyway, he said that material energy is complete and only the Lord is missing. Only the Lord is missing. You see that as a living beings, we are feeling that something great is missing in our lives. But because we are under the modes of material nature, we don't know what is that. We don't know what is that. So material scientists are trying to understand with material senses what is that rasa, rasava isa. He is the rasa which they are looking for. But by method of chanting the holy names, we can come to the level of transcendental consciousness. Actually, this science of Vedic sound is very deep. It's not possible to understand, but it's not possible to explain in short time. But how we are chanting the holy name, because to these four levels of consciousness, Jagrat, Svapna, Sushupti, it corresponds the four levels of sound. This sound is only one sound called Vaikari. Then you have mental sound, Madhyama. When you go to sleep, you still hear. This is Madhyama sound. And you have Pashyanti. Pashyanti sound is intelligent sound, which means that you can perceive by intuition the connection between sound and object of sound. So if you chant on this level, the Lord's form will appear, because it's not different from Him, and intuitively you can realize that He is there. And finally, on para level, the transcendental sound vibration, you can realize there is no difference with His holy name and the the Lord. Binatva nama namina. So that is the point. So through chanting of the holy name, and by listening deeply, very deeply, from what is the source of the sound? Is it lips, mouth, mind, intelligence, or is it coming from soul? So great work is in front of us to do. Thank you very much. The time is up. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Yeah.